Hello, and welcome back to another edition of the Three Good Things podcast, where, you guessed it, I talk about three good things. I'm Shardul, and let's just jump into our three good things for the day. Our first good thing is actually an article from one of my favorite people on Clubhouse lately. Her name is Esprit Devora, and she is an absolutely fantastic, positive human being. The good thing today is she wrote a little bit of an op-ed about how it means so much to her about being Clubhouse's icon for the app. So if you download the Clubhouse app, or if you don't have it already on your phone, go to the App Store, search the app Clubhouse, and you'll see Esprit's smiling face looking up at you. And the reason it means so much is because Clubhouse, which launched in early of 2020, and I've recorded some of the podcasts on the app, been a huge proponent for positivity on the platform. They launched early 2020, and they started by actually highlighting people in the community who are doing great things with the platform. I think Esprit is probably the fifth or sixth person to be highlighted over the last probably 7 or 8 months that the app has been live, and the user base has exceeded probably about 100,000 or more users worldwide. The good thing, though, for today is Esprit's article that she wrote about why being the app for Clubhouse means so much to her. And it goes a little bit in depth into kind of what happened by getting notified that she's going to be the icon for the future update of the app. And she actually has audio from when she first found out that she was going to be the first, that she was going to be featured as the face of the app. The rest of the article is actually pretty important, and I definitely think you should go give it a read on Medium. It actually mentions that Esprit and Tony Hsieh, who passed away earlier this week, were very dear friends, and how she took some of the positivity that Tony used to put out into the world and wanted to continue that on Clubhouse. So if you want to go read the article, I've linked it to the tweet below for the podcast. Definitely give it a quick read. It's about a 3-minute read and gives you a little bit of insight into why Esprit is the positive force and why she's so happy to be the Clubhouse icon. Quick little side note, I remember I met Esprit probably 3 or so months ago on the platform, and she was brand new, and I had been on there, I believe, maybe a couple months more than she had, and it's just been absolutely amazing to see her go from someone who is asking questions like, what is being in the audience? What does being on stage mean? And I think we recorded a podcast together, which we need to do another one for soon. But she was one of the first people to kind of ask questions, and then I could definitely see just the way that she was asking questions and hearing her voice that this woman's going to do amazing things on Clubhouse and is already doing amazing things in the real world. If you don't know her, she is known as the girl who gets it done, and she's done probably more podcasts than the average person. She's a podcast expert who's grown her brand in the podcasting space all over the world and has many podcasts that you can listen to, and my favorite one is the Women in Tech Show, which she is the host of. On Clubhouse itself, she is just a positive force and makes regular rooms. If you want to tune in, definitely find out anything on the calendar for future rooms that are hosted by Esprit. So some great news because she wrote the Medium article, but also if you haven't already, download Clubhouse. If you need an invite, hit me up in the DMs. I have a bunch of friends that have invites and I have a couple myself. And if you're already on the platform, go follow her. The rooms that she has are always positive vibes and just a fantastic person to be around. Our second good thing of the day actually comes from the delivery space. So DoorDash. If you don't know, is in the number one spot for food delivery right now in terms of market share. It's beat out Uber Eats, Postmates, which was just bought by Uber, as well as Grubhub in terms of ranking where the different food delivery apps are. What's the good news here is that DoorDash has filed a fresh S-1A, which is basically the filings that you have to do with the SEC before an impending IPO. The food delivery unicorn is now expected to debut at $90 to $95 per share, which is about $15 higher than their previous range of $75 to $85, to bump about 25%. DoorDash has said it anticipates about 317 million shares outstanding after its IPO, giving the new company a non-diluted valuation between $28 billion and $30 billion. On a fully diluted basis, the company's valuation was almost close to $35 billion, which is absolutely crazy when you think of the IPOs you've had in the last few years. Famously, you saw Slack, you saw a couple other companies that had IPO'd. Airbnb is in talks as well. And DoorDash itself from the IPO will raise about $3 billion, according to the SEC filing. The article itself goes down three main reasons for why an IPO would be beneficial to DoorDash, and it is an Extra Crunch article, which means it's an Extra Crunch exclusive on TechCrunch. So it is a little bit of a paid thing, you can do a trial, but the article does a great job of diving deep into why DoorDash should do those things right now. Why an IPO now and not later? And when you look at the valuation, there's three things that make the most sense. It's obviously a path to profitability, keeping the reins on being the biggest player in the market, and then expanding into other delivery areas, such as maybe in the future, vaccine delivery or medicine delivery, or other areas where they can optimize the delivery system to make it a lot easier for drivers as well as deliverers of any goods. So some great news from DoorDash. There's still some time to be said about when their IPO is actually happening, but the good news here is that they have filed for an SEC, or they have filed with the SEC, meaning it's just a matter of time until they join the companies who have IPO'd earlier this year and are added to the list. At an IPO of about $30 billion, it might be the biggest one that we've seen so far. And in a space that is very much consumer-facing. The majority of DoorDash's users are consumers. And if you're a big fan of the app, download it from the App Store and check it out. Our third good news is actually from... Our third piece of good news is actually from this little Netflix rabbit hole I went down. There's this show called We Are the Champions on Netflix. I'm going to play a little bit of a clip here for you.
Every tradition... Something that our ancestors wanted us to know. While we may be mortal, we cannot live in fear.
If the cheese does come over here, protect those kids.
The cheese!
This hill scares me. I just need to face it.
I've never seen anybody go through that much pain and just keep on going.
So the show itself is centered around six different competitions that are all over the world. And they're not the competitions you've probably heard of, like the NBA World Championships or cricket or baseball. These are sports and contests that you've probably never heard of and frankly am quite fascinated by when you hear about them. The first episode concerns a cheese rolling, where a group of people run behind a cheese rolling down a hill, and the first person to cross a line is declared the winner. The second episode is about chili eating, competitive chili eating. And what's really cool about this show on Netflix is each episode is about 30 to 35 minutes, but it does do a fantastic job of summarizing the human spirit and making these athletes, who I think are athletes, and the dedication they have to their craft. It also just reminds you about being on a team, being amongst others, all the things that COVID has kind of displaced when it comes to sheltering in place and being in quarantine. Furthermore, the show is directed by Nick Frey. If you don't recognize that name, go look him up. And it's narrated by none other than Rainn Wilson, who is Dwight from The Office. So if you're someone who loves name recognition or kind of a big fan of Dwight, go check it out. It's on Netflix, and the show is called We Are the Champions. I think it's a fantastic show. And towards the end of the first two episodes, I've only watched the first two, you kind of get a great understanding of the people in the community and just the vibe of the overall show itself. And I, for one, am going to continue watching. There's about 7 episodes in the first season. All right, that is it for today's edition of 3 Good Things. Thank you so much for taking 10, 11, 12 minutes out of your day to listen to this podcast. The main reason I do this podcast is because I've been given feedback a couple times before the pod that I don't talk good. So the pod is mainly that, just for me to get better at talking. If you want to reach out to me, feel free to follow me on any social media platform. My handle is @SharDulGo. That's SHARDULGO across all platforms. And provide me with feedback. I'm a one-man show right now and I'd love to hear from you. If you want to be a guest in a future episode, feel free to hit me up in the DMs and we'll coordinate and figure out the best way to boost you using my small, very minuscule platform for this podcast. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to 3 Good Things, and as always, I'll see you tomorrow.